Indonesia with the news. France declared a plus a 1 rupee fare for female passengers during the celebration of Cartier Day on Monday, April 21st, 2025. President Director of Transjakarta, Wealthy Zanjusa, announced that female passengers can enjoy a special 1 rupiah fare across entire Transjakarta network, including bus rapid transit and non-bus rapid transit services. Meanwhile, as reported by Tempo.co, microtrans passengers, Transjakarta Kias users, and holders of the free service card will continue to ride for 0 rupiah. The head of Nusantara Capital City Authority, Basuki Hadibulyono, confirmed that the development of the new capital city in East Kalimantan is still ongoing. He stated that the budget implementation list of the Nusantara Capital City for the new construction has been finalized. In addition, Basuki assured that all remaining follow-up projects will be completed, including airports, toll roads, the Vice President's Palace, mosque, and other infrastructure that has been contracted under the multi-year agreements. Listener, that was the useful voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
Recorder presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua. Possibly open the phone or something to get more information. But that one we really do not recommend it because it's a crime and violation of, well, not only privacy, but also some kind of digital security. And it happens not only to billion people to people in this context, but in the bigger context, cyber attacks come from a lot of people, between countries, and even between, well, people trying to find money to another country. And of course, you need your country to protect you from that kind of cyber attack. That's why Indonesia has a nation, our national army has a cyber division. And to know more the whole reason behind it, here is explanation by the head of Information and Communication Service of Indonesian National Army, Brigadier General Kristome Sianturi.
We represent a cyber threat and could cause impact of the partnership. The increasing number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, extra-terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the animals also need to protect critical infrastructure such as the power grid and system and transportation network from cyber attacks. The second reason is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attack division can gather intelligence and on potential extra risks, supporting the PNI major operations. The PNI also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the third reason, I think, that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, what cyber defense? That's the things that two coordinate to be focused on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack division can help enhance the PNI cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from cyber threats. Our cyber security expertise, we need to provide cyber security expertise to support the development of Indonesian national cyber security strategy. And the reason is that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and other cyber security cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cyber Security Board and regional security initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack division something like that, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either this military operation for war,
and to listen to the whole context about the reasons behind Indonesian National Army Cyber Division, you can find it on our YouTube channel, VOA Official, or download the application, NRE Digital. Honestly, today is the Kartini Day, a very important day in Indonesia to know more not only about the figure, but also her works, namely female or women emancipation in the history of Indonesia. But before going to that, I'd like to reel back to several days ago, especially on April 9th, because recently our government has officially designated April as a National Christ Day, or maybe you know it as a Christ Knife, and the day is aimed to raise the public awareness of the importance of preserving the Christ, a traditional Javanese dagger, as part of the nation's cultural heritage. We quote from Mandarin.com, the Minister of Culture, Fadlizon, said that April 19th was chosen to commemorate the first National Congress of Indonesian National Christ Secretariat held in Surakarta, Central Java, back in 2011. But if we go back again to 2005, Chris, or Chris Knight, or Chris Dagger, was recognized by UNESCO as a masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity, and has been listed as a world intangible cultural heritage since 2008. But you gotta see the word intangible. But we can see, we can touch, we can say that Chris Knife is very tangible. But apparently, if you are talking, we are talking about Chris Knife. It's not only about the dagger, it's not only about the knife, but also the whole philosophy, the whole technique, and the whole culture, history, all the stories related to how it is made and how it persevered until today, which is one of Indonesia's rich cultural legacy.
Thank you.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And listener, if you want to stay updated and with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, the most credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And right after this song, you'll be listening to a story about a fish that is used as pempek, or fish cake from Palembang.
Thank you.
fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana, or freshwater decorative fish, has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say, if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few, so believe the fish may be one of them. Siddhartha Gautama from General Motors Fisheries Research Agency also explained that believe the fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha Ajit thinks that caused believe the fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Muzi River. It is true that believe the fish is rare and hard to get, so it is impossible to use it to make empire in Palimba. It is now substituted with other fish. Siddhartha Gautama from the General Motors Fisheries Research Agency added, though believe the fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palimba. It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation. Now listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredients of believe the fish that is about to extinct?
special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Madaraji Seed in Flores is the main producer of Majawa coffee seeds. Although the Raji Seed's only a small region, Native people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Majawa Arabica coffee. When not in the Majawa Flores coffee conquered the world event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Madaraji Seed, Aul Suluwa, expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Madaraji Seed to lead an agro-tourism. Reduce examples of tourism in Boro Boro is still on the cards. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. Coffee that takes the coffee steps through its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of another region is welcomed by the agriculture ministry. We support the idea from our program. We strengthen what we have planned. Its priority is eradicate coffee. Let's promote Major Flores Arabica coffee. Not only its community, but also its agro-tourism. We have conveyed its commitment to be able to connect our program and the agriculture ministry. Over there, it has built a nursery, plantation of seed stores, and also planting. We are excited because they have big potential in infrastructure and tech. We also collaborate with Director General ESP for its mission to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation and Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Pasis Magyono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Nada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Region Powers also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Nada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Nada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, and the hot springs.